Welcome back. This is Family Matters. I'm Diane Dennis, and we are here today with Val Baldwin. She is a speaker, trainer, certified life and relationship coach, and we're talking about the differences in between the sexes, the gender gap. Now, don't tell me you haven't had problems before with this. I think it's universal.
We all, unless you're in a coma, you've had problems with it.
Yeah. Yeah, or your partner's in a coma.
Yeah, that's true.
He's listening so well. Not funny.
Okay. Yes, not funny.
Well, it depends on what side of the fence you're on. Okay, our phone numbers are 503-786-5935. That's 503-786-5935 or 1-877-333-3004. If you have any, join in the conversation. Love to have you. Or if you have any questions for Val or comments, feel free to call. So we were just talking before the break about
communication.
Communication.
Yes, let's get back to that.
Let's talk about communicating differently and what we need to know.
Yes, because this is what is so helpful. Once you understand this, then you're going to have this aha moment. You're going to, oh, that's why. Okay, now I understand. And you won't think each other's wacko.
Okay.
You're just going, oh, we're just different. So here's the deal. Men communicate when they're talking and they're communicate. It's about negotiation, reporting, stating facts, or giving solutions. That's what they love to do. When women communicate, it is all about cooperation, connection, expressing feelings, showing support. The simple way to say it is that women talk to establish rapport. That's R-A-P-P-O-R-T.
Okay.
Men talk to report. Now, again, we're talking in generalities.
Right.
Just so you get the idea.
I mean, because a lot of guys would say, oh, no, all I hear my wife do is throw out orders or say this or that.
Right.
She doesn't sound like she's communicating. She's telling me what to do.
And that's a whole nother seminar.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
I want it all today.
Okay. So when observing these two genders, here's some of the obvious differences you're going to see. So when men communicate, it's usually concise, authoritative. They interrupt more frequently, and generally they can be more assertive. Men usually, now when they listen, you've all seen this, right? Men, when they're listening, they're usually silent. They lean back. They got the arms crossed, and they have a neutral expression.
Mm-hmm.
Women, when they communicate, they typically wait and listen, and will wait their turn to talk. Sometimes they're not as direct. They beat around the bush, less authoritative, more polite, and usually a little more cautious.
Mm-hmm.
When women are listening, they use eye contact. They lean forward. They say, "Oh yeah, They smile. That's how they connect. So. You have to understand the difference there. Now, knowing that, I have this hilarious example to tell you. This, I don't know if you've ever heard of the comedian Rob Becker, but he does a one-man show called Defending the Caveman, and it's all about the gender differences.
Oh, I've heard of the caveman guy.
It's hysterical.
Okay.
So it gives us, this is why women think guys are jerks a lot. You ready for this?
Okay.
Here's the chips and dips example. Remember that guys talk to report, women communicate for rapport.
Right.
So chips and dips. You got five women and they're watching a video together and they're having chips and dips and they've run out of dip. Typically, a woman will go, oh, hey, we're out of dip. I'll go get it from the kitchen. And the next woman goes, oh, I'll go with you. All of a sudden, all five of them are all in the kitchen. They're all laughing and have a great time. They're hey, you want a drink while we're in here? Sure. They're all working together. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We communicate a bit for a rapport. That's what we do. Men, on the other hand, you got the same scenario. Five guys. They're watching a game. They got the chips and dips.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they communicate to report and all about negotiating and all that kind of thing. So they run out of dip. Well, guy number one says, hey, we're out of dip. Guy number two says, well, I brought the dip. Number three says, well, hey, I brought the chips. Number four says, well, wait a minute, I brought the chips last time. Now, number five guy, he's got nothing, okay? And he just knows, I mean, nobody's feelings are hurt. They don't think anybody's a jerk. He gets up and he gets the dip. That's the way it is. All right. So the problem.
That's kind of a weigh and measuring type thing.
Or
competitive, I
guess. Yeah. It's just reporting, negotiating. That's what they do to communicate. And they have no problem with that. Where the problem comes in is you've got two couples and they're together for an evening watching a video.
Mm-hmm.
You got the chips and dip and you run out of dip. So the guy number one says, hey, wait a minute. You know, we're out of dip. Guy number two says, well, I brought the dip. And the women immediately are saying, well, what a jerk. Okay. When they're both looking at each other like, well, what?
Rolling their eyes.
Why are you upset at that? I did bring the dip. And the women are thinking they can't imagine that you would communicate like that.
Right.
So that's why so many women think guys are jerks, because they just communicate differently. Now, you want to learn about stress?
Yeah. Because, you know, that's when a lot of the conflicts happen is
when you're,
I mean, you can communicate great when you're on vacation, you have enough money in the bank, you're rested, you're doing exactly what you want to do, but be at home under stress and you have to solve a problem and
Absolutely.
You have three other problems at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, your whole biology changes.
Absolutely. All right. Here's the difference. Okay. It's funny, though, because it's so true. If there's a problem, women want to vent and talk about it. They are more process-oriented than goal-oriented. Men are more solution-oriented. So if there's a problem, men want to focus on it and solve the problem. The end. All right, now back to the venting. Women need to vent and talk about it. We don't want it necessarily solved or an answer right away.
Mm-hmm.
And this gets men really confused, and they kind of freak out because they're going, wait a minute, we are, you know, they're solution-oriented, and we're process-oriented. Mm-hmm. They think we're whining.
Yes, yes.
They so think we're whining.
Yeah.
But we're venting. We
right.
need to vent. We don't necessarily want them to solve it right then and there. This is what we do. Now, this drives men crazy.
Talking about it gets it out of your head and
yes!
sort of out there so that you can almost see it, and the solution kind of comes.
Exactly. But we're process-oriented, and you and I, Diane, I mean, this makes sense to us. But
right.
guys are going, wait a minute, why is she talking about it if she doesn't want a solution?
This would be really funny if one of us was a guy and we were having this conversation.
I know. Yeah, that's
we
true.
Get Tim. Get our engineer in here and weigh
in on
this.
Tim.
He's going, oh, no. I'm not touching
not
this.
Not getting in the middle of that. So it freaks a lot of guys out because they, again, they communicate to solve problems and negotiate, and they're thinking, oh, no, my woman's going wacko. I need to solve this. I'm in charge here. I need to help her.
I need this to fix her.
I need to come in here and help. That's what I do as a man. You know, that's that innate need.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the tip, okay? What you should do so that neither of you are offended by any of this is that a woman knowing this should say, honey, you know what? Oh, this thing happened to me today. I'm so frustrated. I just need you to listen. Just nod your head, pretend you're interested in this, look at me, and just listen. Mm-hmm. I really don't want you to solve it. Then the guy is off the hook. He goes, oh, okay, hon, great.
Probably very hard for him to do, though. Especially if it's personal, and Tim's raising
yes, depending on what it is, of course.
But yeah, if it's personal, like, oh, honey, I just want you to listen, but you know what this lady did to me in the grocery store?
Well,
she was so mean.
Well, that's true, because naturally a guy's going to want to say, well, wait a minute, this is what you should do.
Let's go back there and talk to her.
Yeah, let's go back and talk to her. And really, if the woman is saying, I don't want you to solve this right now, I want you to solve it, then you really have to zip your lip, guys, and not try to solve
mm-hmm.
it. And truly, if you see your woman and she seems stressed and she's talking about stuff, you can interject and say, hon, man, wow, you really seemed upset about this. Do you want me to help you solve this?
Or how about
or do you
this?
Just want to listen?
You've had the same problem 5 times. If you would just do what I said, you would stop having
do
it.
You? All right. That is what happens time and time again.
Yes.
And then that causes this conflict. Here she's upset about something, wanting to talk to her sweetie about it, and he's just getting all mad at her because he's results-oriented. And, I told you what to do yesterday. Why didn't you go and talk to your boss about this yesterday?
And if he fixes it, he won't have to hear this again.
Exactly.
Because it is annoying,
exactly.
I'm sure, for him.
For him.
Because that's not how he processes.
And that is why, under stress, 96% of all women will go talk to another woman.
Okay.
Because what we want from them is a woman will say, oh, wow, I'm so sorry that happened. Oh, that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I completely know what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about. That's all we want
mm-hmm.
sometimes. So the tip for men on this is when your woman is stressed, ask her again, honey, wow, you're upset. Do you want me to just listen or do you want me to solve this problem?
Mm-hmm.
And then you both, you're not going to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that.
But when they're stressed, again, it's hard to be logical, and I think that's
yes.
where a lot of the, you know, bizarreness in relationships happen with communicating, with, you know, arguing and not, you know, going around in circles and not solving anything is that stress kind of it creates white noise in your head. You can't even think clearly, let alone hear.
Absolutely, Diane. That's a fabulous point. In fact, we become much stupider. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
No, we become just stupid. We become like Reese's monkeys because the brain leaves the brain and we're not thinking straight when we have fear or there's stress
mm-hmm.
and we do crazy things. And you need to understand that because you just might not be in your right mind.
Mm-hmm.
But again, under stress, guys, just realize we need to vent.
And
we're not whining. We just need to vent.
And if it's a conflict between the couple, maybe take some time out or walk away
yes,
something.
Absolutely. And apologies are big, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come back. Give yourself some time out. If you're not getting anywhere, say, sweetie, you know what? This really isn't working. Obviously, we just are not ready to talk about this. Let's just take a break later on tonight after we've calmed down, or 20 minutes or whatever the case is. Then reconnect and
mm-hmm.
talk about it. And really, the power of an apology, a sincere apology, saying, "Hun, wow, I can't believe how I reacted in there. I was an idiot. I'm so sorry." That immediately makes it safe for you to talk and resolve it. But, okay, so now I got to tell you about guys and how they deal with stress. And I'm curious to look at the engineer's face to see what he thinks about this.
His eyes are wide open.
Let me explain cave time. All right?
And we have 1 minute. So.
Oh, man.
But we can come back to it after.
Okay, okay.
Go for it.
Let me get it very quickly. Men, when they're dealing with stress, they need to go into what we call cave time. Now, what that means is they need some quiet time, or maybe it's just going on the computer for a while, or maybe it's watching TV for a while. They need to, or go into a quiet room, or whatever the case is, to refocus, think about what's going on, try to solve the problems or the stress that's going on in their head, but they don't want to be bombarded with questions from
us. So you're saying leave them alone?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And understand.
Can there be a little cue? Like, can they have a cave?
Oh, here's what.
A bam-bam cave hat or something?
You know what? Use the term. This has worked brilliantly for myself. I've been married for 25 years and with my son, and I'll tell you some stories when we come back. But just say, "Sweetie, do you need some cave time?" Or, and if he says, "Hun, wow, happy to see you, but I just need some cave time right now. Give me 10 minutes. I'll talk to you in a few minutes." I'm fine with that. I'm not offended.
Right.
I understand.
And you've, it's direct and it's clear.
Yeah.
Okay, on that note, we are going to take a break. We're talking with Val Baldwin. She is a speaker, trainer, certified life and relationship coach. We're talking about gender differences. Oh, I know that you've had them out there. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to deal with stress and intimacy differences. Sex, can't let her get away until she tells us about that. You're listening to Family Matters. I'm Diane Dennis. This is 800-KPDQ.